This is Bob Brunello. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Construction has begun on Pratt Trail through Menominee Park. The reconstruction will include the entire Pratt Trail from Merritt Street to the Lake Fly Cafe and on the eastern side of the zoo. The project will continue until October 21st, and as a result, the last two brews on the bay scheduled for September 6th and September 20th will be moved to the Leech Amphitheater. Snooze at the zoo scheduled for next weekend will still go on, and the zoo remains open during the construction. Friday is the first day of classes for Oshkosh students, but not for 6th and 7th graders at the new Bell Phillips Middle School. 8th graders will go that day in hopes that they become familiar enough with the new school to help out the 6th and 7th graders while they start classes on the day after Labor Day. The Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce has a couple of ribbon cuttings planned for today. One at the Reflections of Grace at the city center. The other is going on at Berkshire Hathaway on Main Street. Page 2, finding employees remains a big, big challenge for Oshkosh area businesses. There'll be an Oshkosh job fair on September 12th. Companies still have time to be included in the job fair at the Sunnyview Expo Center. The Fox Valley Workforce Development Board is sponsoring the event. Layoffs will start this week at UW Oshkosh and UWO Fox Cities. The UW Oshkosh and UW Fox Valley campuses are facing $20 million in deficits. UW Fox Valley's Board of Trustees held a meeting yesterday to discuss budget concerns. The layoffs will affect better than 200 non-faculty positions at the two schools. Pyrotechnics Guild International has told us the next two conventions for them, one will be in Minnesota in 2024 in Brainerd, Minnesota. The other will be in 2025 in Mason City, Iowa. That means PGI can't return to Oshkosh until at least 2026. In sports, another solid game for Oshkosh's Ty Halliburton at the FIBA World Cup. Ty came off the bench yesterday for Team USA, scoring 9 points with 3 assists and 2 rebounds as they beat Greece by nearly 20 points. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.